Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. A week from now, the Federal Open Market Committee will announce another increase in the federal funds interest rate. Even though Fed Chair Powell stated that it will only raise this interest rate slowly, the basis for a slow process disappeared Tuesday last week when the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics released its updated consumer expenditures report. The Fed had been pretending that the reason it did not need to more quickly raise this interest rate to what it considers normal levels was that the impact of inflation on the money supply was driving up consumer prices less than 2% per year. However, when BLS data several months ago confirmed that consumer prices were, in fact, rising by more than this amount, the Fed then said that they were focusing on consumer expenditures as not increasing more than the 2% per year. Theoretically, this is plausible, as you can have individual prices rising, but still have consumers spend less if they simply purchase fewer goods and services. Now, the Fed can no longer pretend that consumer expenditures are rising less than 2% per year. The BLS report stated that consumer expenditures actually rose 4.8% from the year before. As this horrible news about the harm to American consumers from the impact of government inflation of the money supply drives down the value of the U.S. dollars held by the public, they will change their spending habits. People will be less inclined to hold cash in billfolds, purses, and bank accounts. They will more aggressively purchase life essentials before prices increase further. They will also be inclined to acquire assets to protect against government's inflation of the money supply, such as bullion-priced physical gold and silver. Higher interest rates will also cut business profits, hurting stock prices. As the American people reduce how much U.S. Treasury debt they own, the Fed will be forced to ramp up inflation of the money supply even higher. This will accelerate the decline of the U.S. dollar. What are you going to do about it? That's it for this time. Come back Friday for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.